East Chicago residents are still nervous about lead and arsenic contamination. 2 years after government agencies started a large-scale cleanup that's not yet finished, residents question the use of an elementary school building in the Superfund site. The Environmental Protection Agency says the building is safe. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, not everyone trusts the EPA.
Less than a week before the end of summer break in 2016, the school district closed Carrie Gosch Elementary. There was lead and arsenic contaminated soil in the neighborhood and at a corner of the property. We reached Superintendent Paige McNulty through Skype.
The residents were concerned, and I would be too as a mom, about my kids walking across the soil and then coming into the building and it being on their feet, on their shoes.
2 years later, the Environmental Protection Agency says the school is safe. Though the test results haven't been published since 2017 for lead dust and 2015 for soil testing. But Pastor Don Ramirez saw the building as a chance to grow. His church, the Cross Church, had ballooned to more than 200 members.
It was just an opportunity that presented itself, and there was more space. And we were running out of room at our current location, and we took the opportunity.
Environmental Protection Agency says only a small portion of the site has high levels of contamination, and it plans to clean that up in the spring. As for the building itself, the EPA told Pastor Ramirez it's safe.
So I made sure of all those things before we moved into this location. I wasn't going to put people at risk.
But many residents in East Chicago don't trust the EPA. There's evidence it knew about the lead contamination as far back as the 1980s. But agencies told residents not to worry. That is, until a state report showed several children had high levels of lead in their blood. So when the EPA says that the Cross Church's members will be safe, some residents have doubts. Residents like Clemay Bullock. She's a teacher and co-organizer for the group Calumet Lives Matter.
There should not be children there in that building in the way it's currently being used.
And Bullock says if the building is safe, why wasn't it opened up to let the community decide what's to be done with it? Many residents would like to see recent EPA test results for lead and arsenic at Carrie Gosch, but the school district decides who can see them and didn't respond to our requests for the data.
It is unclear when the last time testing has been done at that property.
That's Debbie Chisower, an attorney with Northwestern University Law School who represents residents affected by the USS lead site. We reached her through Skype. She says when the EPA demolished the nearby contaminated public housing complex, lead and arsenic could have spread to the Carrie Gosch property. Chisower says as the EPA continues to dig up contaminated soil in the area,
there's nothing that prevents contaminated materials from blowing from that site over to the Gosch property.
At a public meeting in November, the EPA's Doug Bellotti says the agency does have protections to make sure the contamination doesn't spread, and it will test along the way.
Yeah, we've got protections that we have planned, very similar to what happened when they actually did the demolition of the housing project.
The company that monitored the contamination at the demolition site of the West Calumet housing complex, Americo Engineering, says there were no detectable levels of lead, arsenic, or asbestos in the air during that time. The Cross Church pastor Don Ramirez says he believes the EPA and is ready to move on.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 16, I press forward. If one thing I have done, I have apprehended what's in front of me.
What can we do to make a difference and keep moving forward and making East Chicago a great place, because that's what it is. It's a great community.
The EPA declined to be interviewed about the Cross Church. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Because they didn't care about the land flowing with milk and honey. They didn't care about how God was blessing them. They didn't care